with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Leroy Bagley.
Good evening to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Greetings to know that the Lord has blessed you to be with us one more time on a Wednesday night prayer service. I pray this evening that God will continue to bless you and grant unto you just what you stand in need of. I thank him, Lord God, because he has given us all that we needed. He's given us strength. He's given us intelligence. He's given us encouragement that we might be able to recognize that it's he that has made us and not we ourselves. And for that, we're just thankful. And may the work that we have done speak for us, that we might be able to continue to work in his vineyard while it is day. For we do recognize that when the night comes, no one can work. But we thank God for what he's already done for us. And I pray that he will continue to bless each and every one of us, one by one and day by day, that the words and the hearts of our minds and the hearts that we feel will give our life back to the Lord as he had given unto us. May the work that we share one with another continue to help each other to grow in Christ and be able to help one another when times are tough, times are rough, knowing that God is able to supply our every need according to his riches and glory. It's with this prayer we ask the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to watch over us, bless us, and keep us. We do pray. Amen.
I am having difficulty finding Sister Phyllis Rivers, even though I've spoken with her several times. Ms. Rivers, are you on the line at 5346? Sister Phyllis Rivers, are you on the line? I'm unable to locate Sister Phyllis Rivers, so I'm going to read John 15:11. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. I will continue to search for Mrs. Rivers, and hopefully I can get her on the line prior to Sister Joanne Rivers speaking. We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Daryl Harris.
Am I unmuted? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay. I couldn't sure hear me at first because it didn't sound like it was an echo or something going on. Just want to start out by saying praying for my three families, my First Baptist family, my First Baptist Senior Center family, and my family in Wilson, North Carolina, where I recently lost an aunt that died down there, and just want to pray for her and her family. Pray for my First Baptist family and my senior center family, which is Miss B.J. Washington. I want to pray for her. And I want to pray for my cousin because he asked me why should he pray. And I said the prayer is going to work because he was in a bad situation where he thought that, you know, his life wasn't worth living anymore because my aunt died and he lost his job. He was sick. He had a heart attack, and everything just wasn't. He tried to file for disability, and he couldn't get it. But I told him to pray. He said, "Why should he pray?" I said, "Because God is going to answer your prayer." And God did answer his prayer. Right now, he's getting help from the Naval Academy. Naval Academy, he filed for disability with them. So God did hear his prayer. So I just want to say a prayer for my all my families. God, Father God, I just want to thank you, first of all, for answering our prayers, my prayers, and everybody else's prayer that prayed. And thank you for everything that you do for us. And I just thank you for coming through for my cousin the way he needed to, let him show and let him see that God, prayer does work. Even though it didn't come when he wanted it to, even though he didn't believe in it. But I told him, you have to trust and believe in you. It's just like going to work every day. You have to work at prayer. You have to work at having faith in God. You can't just think it's because you open your mouth and God is going to bless you just because you said it. You have to work at it. So I just want to thank you, God, for blessing him and my family. And I just want to say thank you so much for blessing him and doing everything you did to help him and my aunt and my aunt's family and everybody in Wilson, North Carolina. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen.
We will now have our scripture read by Sister Phyllis Rivers. Miss Rivers?
Hello, it's Phyllis Rivers.
Yes. Are you able to read the scripture for this evening?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Jeremiah, first chapter, verses 5 through 7. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Amen.
We will now have a closed mic prayer for 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Charles Fleet.
Good evening, my First Baptist family, friends, Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, Father, I come this evening giving you praise and thanks. Thanking you, Lord, for blessing each and every one of us that we have made it through this day. Thanking you for the blessings of this day, for food, clothing, and shelter, for a reasonable portion of health. I pray for each and every family member that is represented on this prayer meeting. I pray for their safety and well-being, praying that you will bless the sick and the shut-in. Bless those that are under the shadow of bereavement. Oh, Lord, you have brought us through so much, and you have blessed us. And I just say thank you for bringing us through the storm time and time again. Even though our faith was waning, you let us know that you was there with us. I just give you praise and honor, and I pray for my high of First Baptist family. I give you all of the honor, all of the glory, for you are worthy. And I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ. Amen, and amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker, Sister Joanne Rivers, a member of the Women's Choir, and Mary and Martha Bible Class.
When the night is dark, fire you had has lost its spark. Take a little peace from God. Take a little peace from God. Let it burn in your heart. When your when the night is dark.
Truly, right now, I'm taking a very big piece from God. Though the enemy tried to stop this word from going forth, I'm glad that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Today, I asked my daughter, well, when I speak, I always want to know that I have a conviction from God letting me know that this is the word. And this morning, I asked my daughter, what was the scripture that she was going to speak today? She didn't know at that moment, but that afternoon she came to me and she gave me the Jeremiah 1:5. And that is the same scripture that the Lord has given me for my word. So if I had a topic this evening, the topic would be chosen perfectly imperfect. Do you remember when you were young and we went out for recess? We played a game called dodgeball. In dodgeball, there were two captains, and each captain would choose who they want on their team out of all the kids who wanted to play. I remember that I wanted to be picked in the first or second round, or at least somewhere in the middle. I never wanted to be the last because it made me feel as if I wasn't good enough, or I was lacking some quality, or I just didn't measure up. Have you, beloved, ever felt you just didn't measure up, that you were lacking in someone else's eyes, or you just plain wasn't good enough? Have you ever felt that people don't see you for who you are? Rather, they see you as you used to be, or what they think you are. Well, beloved, here is the good news. There is someone who chooses the unseen, the unlovable, the undeserving, the unworthy, the weak, the fearful, the ungodly, and the sinner. God said in his word in Jeremiah 1:5, and this is coming from the Amplified Version, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I consecrated you to myself as my own." Selah, pause and reflect on what God just said. Before you took your first breath, before you said your first word, before you took that first step, before you lied or you cheated, before you made that big mistake, before you was a gambler or an alcoholic or a drug addict, before you killed, before you aborted that baby, before. Beloved, whatever your before is, God approved you, chose you, and consecrated you to himself as his own. Well, in fact, a lot of people we read about in the Bible messed up. Abraham, the father of faith and of the Jewish people, lied about his wife twice. His son Isaac did the same. Sarah, Abraham's wife, laughed at the promise of God and then denied that she laughed. Noah got drunk. Samson was immoral. Gideon was fearful. Rahab was a prostitute. David had an affair, and then he had someone murdered to cover it up. Elijah was deeply depressed and didn't want to live. And Jonah ran from God. The disciples, they fell asleep when they should have been praying. And Simon Peter openly denied the Lord. Then there was Moses. He killed the guy. Jacob was a deceitful and a trickster. Yet God chose Jacob before he performed deeds or developed character. The fact that Jacob wasn't a pleasing person shows that God's choice was not due to Jacob, but to God himself, an election based on grace. For 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough, always available, regardless of the situation. For my power is being perfected and is completed and shows itself both effectively in your weaknesses. Therefore, I will all the more gladly boast in my weakness, so that the power of Christ may completely enfold me and may dwell in me.'" God's grace is sufficient to cover our sin debt, sufficient to transform us, and sufficient to help us as long as that transformation process takes. Beloved, you are not defined by your name, your title, or where you came from, or how you were raised, or the mistakes you made, or what people think about you. God sees what we will become, not necessarily what we are. There's a Japanese art called kintsugi. Now, kintsugi is a Japanese art of putting broken pottery pieces back together with gold, built on the idea that embracing flaws and imperfections, you can create an even stronger, more beautiful piece of art. Beloved, the Holy Spirit sinks into every crack in our nature, binding itself to every broken shard, making us a better woman or man of God than we were before. Not new, not perfect, but if anything, perfectly imperfect for the Master's use. Beloved, remember this if you don't remember anything else I said. You are so much more than what they see and what you think you see. We are God's perfectly and perfect chosen masterpieces. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, may this message reach someone who thinks they're not good enough, that past mistakes has counted them out, that their past mates them not fit for the Master's use. I'm here to tell the devil he's a liar and the truth is not in him. So Heavenly Father, loose the chains that have them bound. Use their life story to build someone else who is struggling along the way. Thank you, God, for choosing perfectly imperfect people like us. May we surrender our lives to you today and forevermore. Make something beautiful out of our lives. Now, God, I pray the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart was acceptable and pleasing in your sight. I pray this word will be living and active in the lives of your children, sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, that your word would be fire shut up in their bones. For it's in the matchless name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
We will now have 20 seconds to acknowledge our speaker for tonight. We will now have remarks by Reverend Tucker.
God bless you, and thank you so much for that word tonight. Before I go into that, I must say that on last week, I forgot to shout out to Tobias, who did an outstanding job. I ain't going to tell you what happened to me, but I know that I, even though I'm imperfect, God has chosen me, and he didn't choose a piece of junk. And I thank God for that word tonight to remind us of that. Let me say thank you to each one of the individuals who participated in this service tonight, who shared in inspiring our hearts and lifting us up in prayer. God is indeed an awesome God, and we thank him for choosing each one of us and letting us know that we are special creatures. And we certainly thank God for Sister Rivers, who let the Lord use her tonight to touch the hearts of many, many of us. And we certainly praise God for his goodness and his mighty mercy that he continued to bestow upon us. Let us remember always to keep our sick and shut in prayer. And let us thank God for delivering some. God has heard our prayers, and there are those who really have been blessed, and we certainly praise God for hearing our prayers, and the numbers are many. But I do want to thank God and give a praise report for Sister Karima Robinson, who is home from the hospital after receiving a kidney transplant. God has just blessed her marvelously, and we thank God for giving her another organ to press on a little while longer and continue to serve him. It's to God that we give the praises and the glory. There are a number of people in our midst who really are bereaving, and let us keep them in our prayers. The whole business of bereavement is a struggle for all of us during this pandemic times, and so let us lift up our families who are indeed in bereavement. Diaconess Barbara Mickens and Sister Gwen Davis and that entire family in prayer. Their nephew, Robbie Rollins, transitioned, and the homegoing services will be on Friday, May 7th, in Columbia, South Carolina. Let us remember them and pray for them. And then keep Sister Maida Porter, who is the sister of Diaconess Clayder, Sylvia Clayder, and Brother Donald Clayder. Let us keep them in prayer. Brother Edward C. Porter is the husband of Maida Porter, who transitioned. The homegoing celebration will be held tomorrow at Tibbs Funeral Home, 5503 North Main Street in Culpeper, Virginia. The wake at 10 a.m. and the homegoing celebration is at 11 a.m. Let us remember to keep them in your prayers. And then we want to give thanks to God for the teachers and the nurses of First Baptist Church and all over the world on this week of appreciation and dedication to children, adults, and people in need. We certainly thank God for them, and we trust that that we would love up on all of the teachers that have given themselves in the care and the nurture of our children. Let's remember also that Sunday is Mother's Day, and we want to certainly give our appreciation and tributes to our mothers. Let us remember them and honor them, for they have made mighty sacrifices for each one of us. And let us come to our service, Mother's Day service on Sunday, and share in that experience and be blessed of the Lord in that experience. Reverend Peggy Miller will be our preacher for the services on Sunday, and let us pray for her and pray for us all as we come together as a family in the prayer and dedication. At this time, we're going to open up our lines for special prayer requests and ask those persons that desire special prayers to call the names out and the situation if you like to. We open up our lines for
DJ Washington, the Younger family, Kareem,
Robin.
God, our Father, we come before you just now asking that you would hear the cries of your children. You know all about us, O God. Each one of us have some reason to come this way, to call on you this day. And as we call on you, O God, we know that you know what we stand in need of before we even ask it. And so, God, here we are. Here we are. Here we are, O God, your family of people who love you, O God, and desire to do the bidding and do what you want us to do. Your people, O God, who stand in need, who know that we can't make it without you, that we need you every day and every hour. We struggle, O God, and we need you. But thank God, O God, Master, as we have come tonight hearing that you have blessed us and that you chose us, that we are indeed special because you attended to us. You knew us before we were even in our mother's womb. And so, God, we said thank you. Thank you for that word, for reminding us that you are a gracious and loving God who cares for each one of us. Inspire us, Master, and empower us to be obedient to your will and your way. We come now, God, asking for your healing power and healing grace to touch those who are in need of healing, who are sick, who are weary in body. Oh God, have mercy. And then, oh God, we ask your blessings upon those who are in trouble, in trial, in difficulty, and they need deliverance. Would you hear their cry? Would you tend to their needs? Would you bless them, oh God, as only you can do? Grant unto each of us peace of mind, and the assurance that all is well, that you have us in the palm of your hand, and that you are willing to take care of us and watch over us. All we have to do is yield to you, O God. And we ask, Master, that you would take care of us. We pray, O God, for the world and the condition of the world. We pray, O God, for the troubles that's in our land. We pray, O God, that you would bless us, O God, that we might be able to deal with the strife and the evil and the difficulty that prevails in the land. We pray, O God, that you would be with your people. Help us to overcome the racism and the white supremacy and all of these struggles that prevent our nation from being what it needs to be and ought to be. We pray, O God, for the poor and the needy, for those who are dealing with demons within themselves and outside of themselves. We pray, O God, for your peace and mercy. O God, give us fresh portions of your blessings, that there would be hope and joy, and give us the comfort of everlasting life. Keep us, O God, day by day and hour by hour. Make us a people, O God, that would be a blessing to the peoples of your world. Give us, O God, what we may need, that we might be able to do what you have called First Baptist to be and call your church to be. Help us, O God. Strengthen us day by day, for it is in the blessed name of Jesus Christ that we pray. And our soul says, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen, amen, and amen.